All right. Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm P.K. Nair from the University of Florida. So let's talk a little bit about agroforestry and the things that we are talking about here, carbon sequestration, environmental quality, and things like that. Some of you may have seen that a special collection of papers was published in the Journal of Environmental Quality early this year. That is a May-June issue of the journal, and that was dealing exclusively with the environmental quality issues related to agroforestry systems. So when we talk about the environmental services or the ecosystem services of agroforestry systems, there are four major themes that have received considerable research attention. These are soil productivity, water quality enhancement, biodiversity conservation, and climate change mitigation and adaptation, and related to that, of course, is the carbon sequestration. If you look at the level or the scale at which these research interests have been conducted, you can see that soil productivity research is mostly confined to the field level or the site-specific, so to say, whereas the water quality enhancement studies are more of a landscape level. A little bit broader than the site where the research is conducted. When you go into biodiversity conservation, it's more regional in approach. And when we come to the climate change mitigation, adaptation, carbon sequestration studies, although the studies themselves are conducted on specific sites, the applications are of a more regional and global nature. Now, coming to the carbon sequestration in land use systems, of course, we all know that above ground, that's vegetation, and below ground soils, these contribute to the carbon sequestration. And in the agroforestry systems, the AFS here stands for agroforestry systems. They are believed to have a higher potential to sequester carbon because of their perceived ability for greater capture and utilization of growth resources, that is light, nutrients, and water, than in single species, crop, or pasture systems. So that's the premise under which it is being considered. And various estimates of carbon sequestration, carbon stored in agroforestry systems are available both above ground and below ground. And these are probably the types of data that you are familiar with. We have been working on this area of carbon sequestration in agroforestry systems for the past several years in various ecoclimates around the world. And just recently we have put together a book and just come out, Carbon Sequestration Potential of Agroforestry Systems, edited by my colleague Dr. Kumar and myself. And this a copy of that is displayed on the Springer book stall here in the exhibition area. So, coming to the mitigation and adaptation in relation to climate change, of course, we know mitigation refers to avoiding emissions and sequestering the greenhouse gases, which is what brought about by technological changes and the substitution that reduce the emissions, whereas adaptation is reducing the vulnerability of the natural systems against actual or expected climate change, and these are, many people believe, two sides of the same coin. But the major role of agroforestry is that is perceived to be in the mitigation side, although, as I said, it could also be an adaptation strategy. The objective in the mitigation here is to reduce the net emissions and enhance the sink capacity, and you know there are various ways of doing it, avoiding or reducing the emissions through increasing the input use efficiency via management interventions or decreasing losses through water and soil conservation. Then the other approach would be sequestering carbon in terrestrial biosphere, and that's where forestry and woody biomass come into picture, above ground and below ground, and of course soil carbon sequestration. And our work was focused mainly on the soil carbon sequestration side of it. And as I said, coming to the adaptation side, the goal is to develop strategies to reduce the negative impacts, and this can be accomplished by enhancing the soil resilience. There are various ways of doing that. Adapting efficient land use systems and practices, including conservation, agriculture, agroforestry, IPM, INM, and all that, and improving, in fact, any land management practice that enhances the net primary productivity can contribute to carbon storage and therefore climate change mitigation. Now, coming to the main point of agroforestry and carbon sequestration, the UNFCCC allows the use of carbon sequestration through afforestation and reforestation, the so-called A&R of the greenhouse gas offset activities. Some of you may know the climate change arena, two major international initiatives that are being talked about incessantly are the REDD, reducing emission through forest degradation, avoiding the forest degradation and deforestation, and CDM, the Clean Development Mechanism. The REDD plus actually focuses on mostly forestry activities, whereas the CDM focuses on the reforestation, afforestation. Now, agroforestry falls through the cracks between agriculture and forestry, and many of the forestry situations or agriculture situations do not recognize agroforestry. But in the case of CDM, agroforestry has been mentioned as one of the A&R, afforestation and reforestation activity. So the CDM allows industrialized countries to invest in mitigation projects in developing countries, and this is an attractive opportunity for subsistence farmers in developing countries who are the major practitioners of agroforestry anyway. So this is a win-win situation for both developing countries and industrialized nations. We conducted, as I said, a series of studies around the world in the past several years in the number of different agroforestry ecosystems, like the silver pasture, the traditional, the commercial type of silver pasture in Florida, where I'm from, and also in the conventional traditional dehesa system, an extensive silver pasture system in northern Spain, the multi-species home gardens in southern part of India and Kerala. Then again extensive silver pastoralism in the semi-arid regions of sub-Saharan Africa and Sego in Mali in this particular case, the shaded perennial systems of cacao in Bahia State in Brazil, and another commercial silver pasture system in Minas Gerais in Brazil. So we had different study sites in different locations, and these studies were undertaken according to a sort of standardized protocol, and we have lots of publications and output from that. This is just a summary, one aspect of the summary of these findings. What I'm trying to say here is this one: when you compare agroforestry systems with agricultural systems under the same similar conditions, side by side, same ecological conditions, and this is a change in the carbon storage in agroforestry systems in soils. The green part, you can see this, these are in two different soil layers, 50 to 100 and 0 to 50. You can see that more carbon is stored. This is again this change in the carbon compared to the agricultural system. So more carbon is stored in agroforestry systems in the lower profiles of the soil. And you find that in many different systems. These are the systems 1, 2, 3 listed here. I'm rushing through because of the paucity of time. There's a lot of data here, actually. Then we also had similar observations when you look at the carbon storage differences near the tree or below the tree and away from the tree. Okay. Then we also compared this similar situations between forestry and agroforestry systems. And interestingly, in some cases, the agroforestry systems had more carbon stored in the soil than in forestry systems. And the systems that we studied, agroforestry systems that we studied, were mainly the shaded cacao systems and the multi-species home garden systems. Those of you here who know those systems, you know there is a lot of leaf fall and litter fall in those systems, and a lot of biomass transfer and cycling, efficient cycling. So that is probably the reason for that observation. So anyhow, the point I'm trying to make here is that agroforestry systems contribute to more storage of carbon in the soil, particularly in the lower profiles of soil that are not being measured in our conventional analysis. So lot of people have also come up with several estimations of carbon sequestration potential of agroforestry systems, and these, so I have grouped them into, this is coming out in a book chapter that I'm working on. The editor of the book is myself, so it's going to be published, I can assure you. We have different subgroups of agroforestry systems, because there are several types of agroforestry systems, and I have grouped them for convenience sake here into five categories: the allele cropping and other tree intercropping systems, the multi-strata systems of shaded perennials and home gardens, the protective systems, so-called protective systems of windbreaks and riparian buffer and shelter belts and all that, the silvo pasture and the woodlots, the firewood crops, fodder crops, land reclamation, planting of trees and so on and so forth. So we have these different subgroups in different regions around the world: humid and subhumid tropics, temperate regions, multi-strata system mostly in the humid subhumid tropics. Excuse me, the protective systems you find mostly in arid and semi-arid lands and so on. So this is an estimate, a guesstimate, so to speak, of the approximate area that is under, these different areas under those different types of subgroups. These are not accurate values. Accurate values do not exist because there are no clear methodologies for estimating. So some people have estimated these things more with more technologically advanced tools and all that, satellite inventories and stuff like that. So a lot of data are becoming available. But one of the detailed studies undertaken by the UNEP and the World Agroforestry Center, ICRAF, has reported that more than 1.5 billion hectares of land in the world, in the tropical world, where more than 10% of land is covered under trees, agricultural land. So if that can be taken as agroforestry, yes, these are the types of data that you can guesstimate from those. A recent report from the World Bank says that 30% of the land area in the tropical countries have more than 10% of tree cover. So is that agroforestry? Probably yes, or probably no, depending on how you look at that. So because of this confusion about the definition and all the characterization of agroforestry systems, exact quantitative data on the extent of the systems are not available. But these are based on my, if I may say, long experience in this field and reviewing the different types of literature that we have come up with this sort of figures, and the estimated carbon stock range and the potential carbon sequestration potential in new plantings, new areas that can be taken up for agroforestry systems. These have been guesstimated here. Some of these things are really important, necessary, because if you don't have the data of what you are talking about, you cannot make any management improvement. So I think we need to have some of these basic information. But when I say that, I know there are so many methodological challenges in doing that, because first of all, the concepts themselves are ambiguous. Carbon sequestration itself, a lot of people equate carbon sequestration to carbon stock, which itself is not necessarily true. UNFCCC defines carbon sequestration as the capture of atmospheric carbon and storage in long-lived compartments. Well, how long? Well, it is your guess is as good or bad as my guess. So there are lots of uncertainties about all these things. One of the accepted ways of doing estimating biomass, whether it is by field study in a particular forest area or by large scale inventory, by all the digital and scientific tools, it's all based on allometric equations. Unfortunately, allometric equations have not been worked out for many of the trees that we are talking about in this situation. So what do? You take some standard values from the literature, which may, in most cases, may not be correct. So there are so many problems in this estimation. Soil sampling, there are no standardized soil sampling procedures. The depth to which the soil should be sampled. The other day, in one of the discussions, I don't know if anybody from this group was there, we had a long discussion about to what depth should be sampled the soil in carbon studies, and then soil analytical issues are also not fully resolved. There are also statistical problems creeping up in this data. Any time when you take soil samples depth-wise, as we do in many of these studies, you are circumventing, you are sacrificing. How much time I have? Almost done? I can stop anywhere, anytime you ask me to. Okay, all right. So there are lots of problems in methodologically. So let me quickly run through. So these are some of the bottom part here. These are some of the major components of the management that can impact carbon sequestration in any system. So what I have done here is I have identified the major components of management that could be impacting the carbon sequestration in these different subgroups of agroforestry. And based on this massive data sets, we have also prepared a SWOT analysis: strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Some of you may be familiar with that. So I have concluded that to put a stop there, I want to say that quite a lot of information is available on this area of activity, and I thank you very much for this opportunity. Sorry if I exceeded the time.